Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四慧牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads and pray.
请各位低头，我们祷告。
慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你关心我们每一位听众。我们感谢主，因为你愿意帮助我们更明了你的真理。求主今天感动每一位听福音的人，使他们都可以发现主的旨意。求主帮助他们在他们日常的生活也可以荣耀你的圣名。我们这样祈求都是奉主的名求，阿们。 We study lesson 7 during this broadcast.
在这次播音的时候，我们所研究的是第七课。
Lesson 7 is on page 20.
第七课是在二十页。
And the subject is Behold the man.
题目是看这个人。
Behold the man,
看这个人,
exclaimed the Roman governor at Christ's trial 1900 years ago.
在1900多年以前，那位审判耶稣的罗马巡抚曾经这样喊着说，
Let us today look at this man.
在今天也让我们来看看这个人。
Jesus called himself the Son of Man.
耶稣自称是人子。
This was because he wanted to be identified with the human race.
因为他要人与人类联合。
Yet, as we study his life,
但是当我们研究他生平的时候，
we are forced to the conclusion,
我们就不得不做这样的结论说，
that he was not or no ordinary person.
他不是一位平常的人物。
As a human being,
他既是具有人的身份，
he was subject to hunger,
当然他也会受到饥饿，
and weariness as we are,
像我们一样也有疲乏。
But what about the universal human weaknesses?
但是至于全人类的缺点这一方面又怎么样呢？
This is where the difference can be seen.
这就是不同的地方了。
Seen between him and other men.
就是在他和全人类之间所有的不同的地方。
Once I saw a moving picture.
有一次我看见过一部电影。
Showing the coronation or the crowning of an African chief.
那个电影是报道非洲的酋长的加冕典礼。
He was a fat man.
他是一个很胖的人。
Weighing over 200 pounds.
有200多磅那么重。
On the coronation day,
在加冕的那天，
his subjects brought him many gifts.
他的子民为他带来很多的礼物。
In the form of ornaments.
就是一些个装饰品。
To be worn about his arms.
要戴在他的手上。
His legs and neck.
腿上和颈子上。
As each gift was brought,
每当一件礼物带来的时候，
He would put it on over his splendid robes.
他就把它挂在他那华丽的礼服上头。
By the time he had put on all this finery,
到了所有的装饰都挂在他身上的时候，
He weighed over 400 pounds.
他的体重已经超过了400磅。
And could no longer walk. Without assistance.
要是没有人来搀扶他，简直就没有办法行动了。
Next, he was to ascend his throne.
然后他就要坐上他的宝座。
To receive the homage of his people.
来接受他臣民的朝觐。
What do you suppose his throne was?
你想他的宝座是什么呢？
It was the backs of two kneeling slaves.
这是两个跪在地上的奴隶的背。
There he sat.
他就坐在那个地方。
While the people prostrated themselves to the ground before him.
他的臣民就俯伏在地。
That means that they stretched themselves out upon the ground. We smile at the picture.
我们看了那电影就觉得好笑。
And think of this man as very primitive.
我们就觉得这个人是非常的原始。
And uneducated.
没有受过教育。
Yet how very human he really was.
但是他多么具有人性的软弱。
How universal are the traits of pride.
像这个狂傲。这一类的事情是多么样的普遍。
Love of display.
喜爱虚荣。
Love of position.
喜欢高位。
And love of acclaim.
还喜欢人的称赞。
But behold Jesus.
但是我们看看耶稣。
He was the Son of God.
他是上帝的儿子。
The ruler of the universe.
宇宙的主宰。
Yet though he was born in the form of God.
虽然他具有上帝的形象
He emptied himself
然而他反倒虚己
Taking the form of a servant
取了奴仆的形象
Being born in the likeness of men
成为人的样式
This is taken from the Revised Standard Version
这就是在英文本是修订标准译本
Philippians 2:6 and 7.
腓立比书二章六七节
Though so meek and humble,
虽然基督是如此的柔和与谦卑
Christ did not live the life of a recluse.
然而他并没有度一种隐士的生活
He set us an example.
他为我们做了榜样。
Of humble service.
就是一种谦卑服务的榜样。
He said,
他说,
I am among you as he that serveth.
他说我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
Luke 22:27.
路加二十二章二十七节。
When Jesus ate his last supper with his disciples,
当耶稣跟他的门徒吃最后的晚餐的时候,
he rose from the table,
他就从席上站起来,
and washed their feet,
就洗他们的脚。
This should have been the work of a servant.
这是应当是仆人的工作。
John 13:1-13,
约翰十三章一至十三节
tells us the story.
这个地方记载了这个故事。
He admonished his disciples.
他劝诫他的门徒说
And whosoever of you will be the chiefest,
你们中间谁愿为大
shall be servant of all,
就必做你们的用人。
Mark 10:44.
马可十章四十四节。
Instead of being a lover of ease,
耶稣他不喜爱安逸。
Jesus was a tireless worker.
他是一位做事从不厌倦的人。
Sometimes he did not have enough time to eat or sleep.
有的时候他甚至没有足够的时间吃饭和睡觉。
Man by nature is selfish.
自私自利原是人的本性。
But Christ was unselfish.
但是基督却是不自私的。
He gave us what is known as the golden rule.
他赐给我们一条金律。
To counteract selfishness.
为的是要抵消人类的自私。
All things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you.
所以无论何事你们愿意人怎么样待你们
Do ye even so to them
你们也要怎样待人
In other words We are to treat others as we would have them treat us
换一句话说我们喜欢人怎么样对待我们我们就应当怎么样去对待别人
This golden rule is found in Matthew 7:12.
这个金律是记载在马太七章十二节。
The same principle of eternal truth,
这种不朽的真理原则
was emphasized by Confucius.
也由孔子是同样的强调。
When he said,
他说
that which you do not want,
己所不欲
give not to another,
无施于人。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福
said Jesus.
这是耶稣所说的。
We can study Acts 20:35.
见《使徒行传》二十章三十五节
Freely ye or you have received, freely give.
你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
Matthew 10:8
马太十章八节
Jesus gave everything.
耶稣他付出了一切所有的
Even life itself.
甚至于他的生命
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
The good shepherd giveth or gives his life for the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
John 10:11.
约翰十章十一节。
It is human, we say, to love those who love us.
我们常说爱那爱我们的人乃是人情之常。
And hate those who do us wrong.
要恨那害我们的人，这也是人的常情。
Jesus said, to forgive those who offend us.
耶稣说，我们应当饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
70 times 7, if necessary.
如果有必要，我们应当饶恕人七十个七次。
70 times 7 times, if necessary.
就是说七十个七次。
And to love our enemies.
并且要爱我们的仇敌。
See Matthew 18:22.
你看马太十八章第二十二节。
And Matthew 5:44.
还有马太五章四十四节。
When being cruelly nailed to the cross.
当耶稣被残忍地钉在十字架上的时候
Yes, when Christ was cruelly nailed to the cross, he prayed.
他这样的祷告说
Father, forgive them.
父啊，赦免他们。
For they know not what they do.
因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
Luke 23:34.
路加二十三章三十四节。
What forbearance.
这是何等的宽容。
How most men scheme for position.
人类是以阴谋而获得高位。
But when the throng wanted to make Jesus a king over them,
但是当群众拥护耶稣做他们的王的时候
he refused.
他却是拒绝了。
We can study John chapter 6.
这是记载在约翰第六章里头。
Some people say one thing,And do another.
有的人呢是言行不一致。
Christ practiced what he preached.
而基督呢却是实践他所说的话。
His strongest rebukes.
他最严厉的责备
were for those who lived a sham.
就是责备那些个过虚伪生活的人。
He called them hypocrites.
他称那些人为假冒为善的人。
See Matthew 23:13-33.
看马太二十三章十三到三十三节。
Yet to the sinner who was sorry for his wrong,
但是对那些个行事错误，但是心里面却忧伤的罪人
，Jesus said kindly.
耶稣对他们仁慈地说
，Go and sin no more.
去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
John 5:14 and 8:11.
约翰五章十四节八章十一节。
Yes, friend, behold the man.
是的，朋友，看这个人。
Was there ever such a person before or since?
古今有没有像这样的人物呢？
Truly, in this lesson, we have been beholding the one perfect man.
实在的。 在本课之中我们得见了那唯一的完人。
Beholding means looking at, or we have been looking at the one perfect man. All right, we have 14 vocabulary words to look at and to pronounce.
我们这一课一共有14个生字。
Let us turn to page 20.
现在请各位翻到第20页。
Number one, subjects.
臣民。
Subjects. Two, finery.
美丽的衣饰。
Finery. Page 21. Number three, homage.
第21页的第一个就是朝觐。
Homage. Four, prostrated.
五体投地的朝见。
Prostrated. Five, primitive.
原始的
primitive. Six, acclaim,
欢呼或是称赞
acclaim. Seven, recluse,
隐士
recluse. Foot of page 22, number 8,
第二十二页第八个生字
admonished,
劝告
admonished. Nine,counteract,
抵制或抵消
counteract. Ten, emphasized,
强调
emphasized. Eleven, forbearance,
第十一容忍
forbearance. Twelve, scheme,
阴谋
scheme.13, sham,
虚伪
sham. 14, hypocrites,
假冒为善的人或者是伪君子
hypocrites. I will have to read the English a little faster today because the lesson is rather long.
今天我念这英文的时候必须要稍微快一点，因为这一课比较长一点。
Behold the man, exclaimed the Roman governor at Christ's trial 19 years ago. Let us today look at this man. Jesus called himself the Son of Man. This was because he wanted to be identified with the human race.Yet, as we study his life, we are forced to the conclusion that he was no ordinary man. As a human being, he was subject to hunger and weariness as we are. But what about the universal human weaknesses? This is where the difference can be seen between him and all other men. Once I saw a moving picture,showing the coronation of an African chief. He was a fat man, weighing over 200 pounds. On the coronation day, his subjects brought him many gifts, in the form of ornaments, to be worn about his arms, legs, and neck. As each gift was brought, he would put it on over his splendid robes. By the time he had put on all this finery, he weighed over 400 pounds,and could no longer walk without assistance. Next, he was to ascend his throne to receive the homage of his people. What do you suppose his throne was? It was the backs of two kneeling slaves. There he sat, while the people prostrated themselves to the ground before him. We smile at the picture.And think of this man as very primitive and uneducated. Yet how very human he really was. How universal are the traits of pride, love of display, love of position, and love of acclaim. But behold Jesus. He was the Son of God, the ruler of the universe. Yet though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself.Taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Though so meek and humble, Christ did not live the life of a recluse. He set us an example of humble service. He said, I am among you as he that serveth. When Jesus ate his last supper with his disciples, he rose from the table and washed their feet. This should have been the work of a servant. He admonished his disciples, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. Instead of being a lover of ease, Jesus was a tireless worker. Sometimes he did not have time, enough time, to eat or sleep. Man by nature is selfish, but Christ was unselfish. He gave us what is known as the golden rule to counteract selfishness. All things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Matthew 7:12. That same principle of eternal truth was emphasized by Confucius when he said, that which you do not want, give not to another. It is more blessed to give than to receive, said Jesus. See Acts 20:35. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew 10:8. Jesus gave everything, even life itself. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John 10:11. It is human, we say, to love those who love us, and hate those who do not do us wrong. Jesus said to forgive those who offend us 70 times 7 times, if necessary, and to love our enemies. See Matthew 18:22 and Matthew 5:44. When being cruelly nailed to the cross, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:34. What forbearance! How most men scheme for position! But when the throng wanted to make Jesus a king over them, he refused. See John 6. Some people say one thing and do another. Christ practiced what he preached. His strongest rebukes were for those who lived a sham. He called them hypocrites. See Matthew 23:13-33. Yet to the sinner who was sorry for his wrong, Jesus said kindly, Go and sin no more. John 5:14, 8:11. Yes, friend, behold the man. Was there ever such a person before or since? Truly in this lesson, we have been beholding the one perfect man. Today we seldom see the humility of Jesus.
在现在我们很少看见耶稣基督所表现那种谦卑。
We seldom see the unselfish service manifested by Jesus.
我们很少看见耶稣基督所有那种无私的服务。
I hope that this story of the unselfish, humble Jesus will bring conviction to your heart.
我希望这一个论到耶稣的谦卑和不自私的故事能够使你的心发生感悟。
Should we not follow his example?
我们岂不是应当效学基督的榜样?
It is so easy for us to be proud and selfish.
让我们做骄傲和自私的人是很容易的。
Only Christ's example can help us to overcome these weaknesses of humanity.
唯有耶稣基督的榜样才能帮助我们胜过这些人性的软弱。现在到了时候，
我们应当说再会。愿上帝赐福于每一位，我们下一次再见。